Hey, what's up, guys? It's Kevin again, and in this fan page talk, I'm going to be answering Peyton Ashby's question that he submitted through the Ask Kevin tab on the fan page, which if you don't know, if you go to the fan page, there's a tab that says Ask Kevin. There's a contact form where you can fill out and ask me, a question. It could be your biggest challenge, question, whatever it is that you're looking to get help with, and I will answer it, and everyone will get to listen to it. So basically, Peyton tells me that he grabbed HyperFB traffic, and I did a section of that course. I believe it was one of the biggest upsells, which was ClickBank domination, Facebook to ClickBank domination. And Peyton is asking, should he use... so I'm just going to read what he said here. What is faster, earning money with Facebook by promoting ClickBank products, following the trainings in the ClickBank domination, or creating a WordPress blog promoting a ClickBank product? So here's what I would say. Do both, okay? Do both. Now, instead of just, promoting ClickBank products, you see, when I did that course for the guys, Adele and Bobby, over at ClickBank Domination, that course was specifically how to use Facebook to promote ClickBank products. So I couldn't go into, the larger scheme of things. However, in Facebook formulas, what I teach you is to do both, and we syndicate the content all over the place, meaning you start a blog, right, and then you connect your RSS feed to all the channels, like Facebook, Twitter, your Facebook profile, and your Facebook page, by the way, Twitter, LinkedIn, and every time you make a blog post, we have that syndication set up so that it instantly goes out to all these social media sites, okay? Now, another tip that you want to keep in mind. This one's really, really important. When sending people from your fan page, to an affiliate product, I would never just send them to the affiliate product. Because now, pretty much, all you're doing is running ads on your fan page, which, for one, is against Facebook's terms of service, and two, is just not cool. You're not going to build relationships like that. So what you want to do is do stuff like I'm doing here, right? Do audios, videos, stuff like that that provides a few tips. And then say, if you would like more tips, or, obviously, if it makes sense only, there'll be a few times where I'm going to be giving a tip like this, and I'll mention a product or service or software that you could use to make this easier, all right? Whatever I'm telling you to do, easier. And if that does present itself, I'll do that. So that's a way that you could do it. You can provide awesome value, and then say... let's say, for example, let me give you an actual example so this makes a little bit more sense. Let's say, for example, you're going to be promoting, a course that teaches you how to do Facebook marketing, right? So you're going to be promoting Facebook formulas, which, by the way, Facebook formulas will be in ClickBank soon, and you will be able to promote Facebook formulas. So let's say you're going to promote Facebook formulas. Well, then what you would do, what I would suggest you should do, is go and watch, join my funnel, opt into my list. See what kind of tips I give away for free, okay? Then what you do is you create, instead of just putting a link on your fan page saying, hey, go check out this Facebook formulas course, it's cool, what you could do is instead make a video or an audio or a blog post giving away some of the tips that I give away in Facebook formulas. Then you say in that blog post, video, or an audio, I learned these tips from a cool course by Kevin De Silva called Facebook Formulas, which you can get by clicking the link below, okay? So then what you do is you put that blog post on your blog. It'll automatically be syndicated to your fan page, your profile, your Twitter account, your LinkedIn account, or for this example, let's just say Facebook. So now you're taking advantage of having the blog and the fan page, but look at what you're doing. You're not selling them anything, right? All you're doing is giving them some tips and then telling them, if you want even more cool stuff, go get it for free at facebookformulas.com. And if they go to facebookformulas.com, obviously you would give your affiliate link, but when they go to facebookformulas.com, they're going to be able to opt in to get even more cool stuff for free. So what did you do? You gave them cool stuff for free, and you told them how to go get more cool stuff for free. Now, obviously, once they're in my funnel, I will, give them more value, give them more value, and then say, hey, you want even more value, grab Facebook.